Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, hello, the Bachelor Podcast. And as you can hear, it might sound a little different.
It's really taken a toll on you.
It has taken a toll. It is the finale of Bachelor in Paradise. My name is Ryan Jones, and I'm in the middle of the flu, joined by someone that is not in the middle of the flu, Katie Wade. Hello, Katie.
knock on wood. Hello.
Yes, exactly. So far, my voice is hanging in, but barely. So since you're the star of this show anyways, I think you might need to be carrying most of the water today. But again, sort of par for the course.
Great.
And the thing is, if this finale had sucked, I think I might have said, you know what? Got a fever. I barely have a voice. I'm probably going to hack my way through this. Let's just push it a few days. But I actually thought this was a really good finale.
It's been a while since a finale's lived up to the hype. They hype it up so much and you're like, yeah, it's just another finale. It's just going to be all the same stuff. But this one wasn't bad.
I know we always joke about something being the most dramatic ever, but this was kind of right up there.
I think so.
It gave us a little bit of everything because, you know, they had, of course, we knew Brandon and Serene were going to be the
obviously
the couple at the end. I mean, there's a reason why they only gave them like 10 minutes at the end because like we know where this is going. And
there's no suspense. And they tried to create it towards the end. But
Brandon and Serene basically were the palate cleanser because there were all these different he said, she said moments and dirty feeling moments. And then they said, you know what? We gotta end this on a good note.
I actually appreciate that they dig into the rumors that we all hear because I feel like before they never really addressed anything and you're like, well, yeah, you broke up, but are you with this person now? Or, you know, things like that. And I kind of like how they dig into, because everyone in Bachelor Nation hears the same thing. So everyone knew about the whole Greg thing. So is that true? Like come straight out and ask, you know, what's the status on that? And I appreciated that they go for what we hear on our side of things.
And something as big as Greg surprised me because the minute Jesse even mentioned his name, sort of flabbergasted, I'd say speechless, but I wasn't talking much to anyways. Yeah. It makes sense because when us as a spoiler-free podcast, when it gets so big that something like that we can't avoid,
right.
It's something that needs to be talked about. And you're 100% right. In years past, even those big things, they would just, nope, we're going to stick to the people that are here. And
it wasn't part of our season, so we're not going to touch on it.
Yeah. And, you know, I do think that it's important to talk about Johnny and Victoria because... and I think this was sort of proven true by him sitting on the couch, or at least how I took it. But like for the longest time, I thought, oh, this is the same dude we saw on the beach with Gabby, who just wants to party with his bros and isn't ready to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
But he seemed to buy in and was seemingly all in on being engaged. And It was a very different Johnny than we have seen.
Yeah, I think even he touched on it. Like he was not expecting something like this to happen. I think he was just expecting like this opportunity for a vacation with friends, pretty much. And then He met Victoria and it kind of snowballed into possibly getting engaged and then getting engaged.
Yeah, and I never, even right up until the end, I never really thought they would get engaged. I just thought he would, you know, stick to the, it's a big deal. Like, he kept dropping the whole, yes, you know how big of a deal this is, don't you?
It was funny because he seemingly, like, really got into it, like, towards the end. And even, like, sitting down with Neil Lane, which we haven't seen Neil Lane in so long.
Welcome back, Neil.
It was great to see him. But, like, he was even, you could see him getting, slowly getting into it and then actually being really excited when it happened. And to see how everything panned out was, I felt pretty bad for him.
Yeah. Although, there's so many different times when, much like Aaron and Genevieve, like, you just looked at it and be like, well, this clearly isn't going to work out. The fact that they didn't know if the other one had ever been engaged yet the day before they're going to get engaged is,
yeah.
I understand this is a very hyperspeed environment, but don't you think that's something maybe you would cover?
That's probably one of your top questions, I would think.
Yeah, like, hey, family, beliefs, have you ever been engaged before? And it was just, that was one of the main times where I was like, oh yeah, there's clearly a disconnect here.
Yeah.
And so they end up getting engaged, which surprised me. But then I thought, okay, good for Johnny, because he clearly came a long way. We actually saw some actual development here, which we so rarely see watching these shows. It really is.
Yeah.
But then we go from the happiest Johnny to they bring him out on the couch and he just looks like a broken man.
Yeah. That was tough.
It was so rough. And so we get this showdown between him and Victoria. What were your takeaways from this super awkward couch time?
These interactions and like recap situations are always like really awkward, but this one had to be at least top five, I would think. He was just like, you could tell that he did, well, obviously no one ever wants to be there to talk about a breakup, but he was like, would want to be anywhere else. Couldn't make eye contact with anyone. Like, you could really see the heartbreak and how broken, like, he was because all of this happened. And it was just, yeah, it was awkward. It was uncomfortable. And it was just like, it was just really sad, really.
So Johnny's timeline is, we were together, we were having issues, but we were working on them. While we were working on them, you cheated on me with Greg. Mm-hmm. Even going as so far as the rumors were popping up when they were still technically a thing. And she specifically said, no, those rumors aren't true. But then
no interest in him.
Right. Yet a minute after they're broken up, you know, especially for her to be like, I'm not posting pictures with him. What are you talking about? And he said, so that wasn't you in the honeymoon suite in Nashville? What does that have to do with anything? Oh my God.
We're not talking about that.
So
and then tattoos.
Well, like. And we'll get there. I mean, is there anyone, and if you're the one, please tell me, that actually believes Victoria's timeline of how this happened, that somehow her and Greg got together and it wasn't like a cheating situation?
No. I mean, the whole time she talked, it was so, I feel like she was so scattered and nothing was really lining up. She was just trying to do the best to cover herself, really, as much as she could. But no, yeah. Hers doesn't make sense.
It's so bizarre. And I just, I really thought, and maybe consider me hoodwinked, but I thought she actually wanted all the things she was talking about. And she wanted to be engaged and she was ready to get married and all this. But if anything, I think this whole thing showed that all she's interested in is being the center of attention. And because of all the people, Greg.
Yeah.
And
honestly, I think they're probably perfect for each other.
They really are, because how do you possibly say, oh, we're just going to get drinks and we can't get drinks in New York or Nashville because people will recognize us. So we go to Rome. Like,
that makes sense.
That's like the most douchey story in the history of douchey stories. Like, if that happened,
I could think of a few other places in the United States that you could have gone.
Right? And, oh, and by the way, you could also have drinks at someone's house. It doesn't actually have to be in public if you're so worried about people seeing you, which clearly you weren't, because then you're posting pictures all over the place. And so nothing screams, hey, we're just going to have a casual get together to see if there's anything there. Like, oh, we've got matching tattoos in Rome.
I hate that.
Just totally ick, 100%. Mm-hmm. And I think Victoria, you know, I think I said this when she first showed up on this season, which so many of us were like, why is she doing this show?
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's Victoria. Well, I gotta say, not impressed. I was so like 10 out of 10. She did
good for a while.
Well, yep.
She did good for a while.
But I think all of that was undone.
Not the whole time.
No, and all of it was undone by those last few minutes.
Yeah. You know, I feel like if she just came out and said, you know what, it wasn't working. We went to therapy. We tried it out. He just wasn't my person. I had to break it off and leave it at that. Like, every reputation would have been protected.
It just... seriously, destroyed. Just own it. Like, fine. You thought
people
it was
break
a thing,
up, it happens.
Especially on this show. And so you tried it. It didn't work out. And yeah, I had been talking with this guy before, so Greg sort of blew up her spot. I like, oh yeah, we were talking before. Like, right. So now you
thanks,
really want
to Greg.
Yeah. So clearly she didn't spend nearly enough time in his acting class because she forgot her lines.
Right.
But like, just own it. That's all. I think everybody would have just been okay with it. And you don't have to then immediately turn to the, like, you could tell she was putting on an act, because then right away she was, well, screw all of you guys. I don't care. I have him. So,
yeah,
you know, fuck you all. We're happy. Ha ha ha. Mm-hmm. Like, bruh.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Stop.
What card are you playing here?
Yeah. And, you know, I appreciate Tyler trying to step in and defend his boy.
Yeah.
And Victoria was just like, nah.
You're not in this.
It's like, but somebody
he
needed...
tried. He couldn't stay silent for his friend. Like,
and the cutting back and forth was a little weird when they're like out in the parking lot.
She put it all on you, dude, and then she's like, we got matching tattoos.
I just like, cool. Like, you have Johnny heartbroken on the couch, and she comes out and she's just like, everything's great. All right. This is the best time ever. Like, read the room. What is happening?
Yeah. No one is happy for you.
And so I'm probably biased because I have hated Greg forever. So let me ask you, who can usually be a little bit more clear-headed. Victoria, Greg, any chance that this is a thing?
I think for the long run, I probably not. For a while, I think so. But like, and like getting married, I don't see it. But I do think that they seem to be a good match for each other. So they could surprise us all and be one of the long run ones.
Well, and Logan apparently has been making some films of some sort. So yeah, maybe Greg, maybe Greg,
not, I don't know.
Maybe Greg and Victoria can act in whatever yeah. Logan is making.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what kind of films he's making.
Hey, oh, whoa, hey. I mean,
maybe we don't.
You know, and I think Logan is an interesting person here because, first of all, I don't know who dressed him as a completely fashion ignorant person. No style whatsoever. Even I saw him and I was like, ooh, what happened there?
I saw a tweet saying or on Instagram something saying he dressed up to reveal to Kate that he's really a billionaire and that he was going to just like start throwing money at
I think my favorite was that he looked like he was going to mock trial.
Yes.
I was like, yeah, that about serves it up. But
so accurate.
But looks notwithstanding, I actually thought he held his own. And I still don't like him. Let's just, there was no rehabbing for him. But
yeah,
I do think he held his own when it came to Kate and her ridiculous defense of what she said.
Yes. So it's funny because she posted on her story tonight, like this whole standard apology, like I was classist and all this stuff she said. And she's like, I'm so sorry to Logan, like I've apologized to him. I didn't mean to say all those things that they put in the show, blah, 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 whatever. So, but she said, oh, it was cringy for me watching it back. But literally like a few days ago, she put on her story of like, she was away like on an island or something. And it's like your Costco card can't buy this. Or something. Oh, she was in Cabo. And she's like, your Costco card can't buy this or something. So Logan puts on his story, like a picture of the Costco vacation flyer. And was like, and it was like of Cabo. He's like, I'll be right there, baby. But like she meant that like degrading, and that was only like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
But she was apologizing for, I've learned since the show, blah blah blah.
But except those 2 days ago.
Except for 2 days ago when I was in Cabo.
And can you imagine with a straight face trying to say, I never meant for you to hear that when I said it on this show that I'm wearing a microphone and there are literally cameras it's like trying to steal from a casino and being surprised that they see you. Oh, how did they see me take those chips?
I was just trying to talk to my girls.
In private.
Yeah. She was like, you're wearing a mic.
They literally have the bathrooms mic'd in this place. There is no such thing as private when you're on this show. And so for her to try to refuse to really ultimately take responsibility, because she did say, oh, I'm sorry, yeah, I spoke like that. But then on the right out of the other side of her mouth, I was just talking to my girlfriends in private.
Yeah. About how you have no money.
Yeah. And I don't know
or
how
not
many
enough
times,
money for her.
I guess. Right. I don't know how many times she could possibly say basically like, oh, a woman just needs a sugar daddy.
Yeah.
What year is this?
Well, not only that, but if that's just not who you're into, then why are you still like with him on the beach? Like, just leave or find someone else.
Well, and that's the other thing. I mean, she constantly was going back to the fact that, oh, he can't support me. Well, if that's a deal breaker for you, then yeah, why did you keep drawing it out on and on and on? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. She's not a she's not one of the greats.
No, geez. Okay, so you want to talk greats? We got some big facts for you.
Big facts.
Aaron, Genevieve, were you a little surprised that he cut the cord when he did?
I mean, yes and no. They've been so back and forth the entire time. I don't know. I don't really think I was expecting them to leave together just because of everything, even the night before, what they kept going through. And it was the same, it was the same fight, like one after the other, she would start to leave. I really didn't see them ending up. I'm surprised that it didn't happen a little earlier, honestly. But it wasn't surprising that they didn't leave together for me.
It's not totally surprising that they didn't leave together. I just thought after the multiple packing of the bags and walking out, I thought at least they would entertain the idea of let's go on that final date. Let's go to Fantasy Suites and be one of those final couples. And then if we, you know, knowing pretty, you know, if they both really thought about it, they probably been like, because clearly they did. Yeah, this isn't going to be an engagement. But I really did think once, for like the fifth time, that they fought and made up, that they were going to at least take the next step and go to Fantasy Suites, not necessarily, hey, let's just leave and be a thing.
I thought they that they would like leave together and then like fight in the car going to the airport and then break up like before they got to the airport.
I almost spit my tea all over my computer.
I feel like that would have been a better ending for TV.
Oh my God, that really would have been perfect. And you know, when he broke up with her and she's giving him the silent treatment, which I actually thought was pretty pretty effective. And then for her to go back and do that classic, you know, we've all been there, you know, whether it's in a meeting or any sort of confrontation where you're like, oh, I wish I would have said this. Like, this is the line that would have really gotten him. She came up with those things and then said, no, I'm not going to sit on these. I'm actually going to go back and tell him the things that I want to tell him.
Yeah. I feel like that's classic her though. Like she like blows up, she runs away, and then she's like, wait, no, I'm not done. this is the list of things I need to say.
Yeah, it's so wild. And I was also surprised about how cordial they were together on the couch afterwards.
I don't think I was surprised because I feel like they said they hadn't spoken to each other since that day that they broke up on the beach. So if you go back to their track record, like after they have space from each other, they're actually pretty good. It's when they spend too much time together is when the fights start happening.
That's fair.
But it definitely could have gone either way for sure.
Yeah, I was totally expecting basically like version two of what we saw when she went back and yelled at him. Like I really thought they were just going to continue to freeze each other out. But this is one of those cases where you listen to the right person. And clearly they were both told, neither of you handled yourself particularly well here. So go out, apologize. Which so many people have a problem with. Don't deflect, just apologize and move on.
Crazy concepts.
And now they can both be on the show next season and they're not going to show up as villains.
Yeah.
Because remember, this is the same dude that peaced out because his bro was leaving last year and he still got to come back. Like, as long as you don't end up as the villain, like he even turned that into a positive. Like,
yeah,
it can be done.
Yeah. I'm curious to see if they would entertain the fact of going back. Because, like, Genevieve has been very vocal about how, like, this show has messed her up. Like, so it would be interesting to see if she was persuaded to come back.
I mean, she's been very vocal about a lot of things. Well, yeah. And, I mean, she was leaving the beach how many times? Right. She was done a million times and she stayed. But
yeah.
So really quick, the other sort of quick hitters of these relationship before we get to my guy. So Justin to Flo and not Justin to Shanae, I thought was really interesting because you had not Justin, who is Joey?
Joey,
right. I keep forgetting his name. He's not Justin. He's Joey.
He's Joey.
I was really surprised that for some reason, Joey really thought that he would be able to have a relationship with Shanae outside of this show.
Yes.
Like, please explain that to me.
I 100% agree with that statement.
Like
he was like, he was like shocked that it was ending.
Like, right to the point about, I want to continue out, you know, after this. I think you feel the same way. Like, we're totally on the same page. This is going to be great. We're going to have a relationship. And
the best part was when he was like, I don't think we're at the time for the engagement.
No shit, Sherlock.
Okay, Joey.
And while that's happening, so, you know, Shanae is bawling, but then suddenly turns it into all you do is make TikToks. And I'm like, your fun aunt, which I want to question sort of her family dynamics if she's going around kissing her nephews like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Please don't compare yourself like that.
I'm thankful that I've never had to experience that before. And I think we live in the wrong state for that, but or the right state to prevent that. But she really did, like, oh my God, I'm the version 2.0 Shanae who's so upset that, you know, this is great, but, you know, there's an age gap to the Shanae we all know.
Mm-hmm.
And those claws came out real quick. You're not a man. Just
you
like right,
parents.
Right for the jugular.
Yeah. I'm glad he stood up for himself, though. Like, I mean, to an extent.
Yeah, well, and I think it is a little unfair just to say, oh, like, obviously most people at that age are not living with their parents.
Mm-hmm.
But to say that, oh, because you are, you can't be independent. He's not saying he wants to live with his parents forever.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if he had a solid career, he would not be going on a show like this. Like, clearly he's got some things to figure out in his life before he's off on his own.
That's just the age you're at.
Right. And for Joey to be so convinced that, like, I wanted to get, you know, continuous, and I know that Justin and Flo are going to be the same way. Cut right to both of them having that classic conversation that we always talk about. You sit down and be like, you cool? Yeah. You cool? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. See you later.
Yeah. Your twin radar wasn't really working there.
No, not at all. We got a couple big ones we gotta tackle, and we can go Tyler Brittany, we can go Danielle and Michael.
I think we should go Brittany Tyler.
My guy. So you knew which way they were going when Tyler got the first chair. Like, anytime, whoever they're bringing out first, and the same thing with Johnny. Like, Johnny gets the first chair. Okay, clearly he's the one who they're going to portray.
You're the victim. As the...
Great, exactly.
You're the one we're gonna like in this situation.
Yes, you know which one was wronged in this. So give me your take on Tyler's explanation and Brittany's defense.
Well, it was kind of interesting because Brittany like didn't disagree with much of what Tyler was saying, except for the fact that she said that she asked for a break and then he was, you know, Snapchatting her and DMing her and whatever, which comes off like a little clingy. But they didn't really disagree. Like, she didn't say, no, I didn't break up over FaceTime. Like, she was just like, yeah, you just weren't my person and there was no easy way to say it, so bye. But she just looked, she was so annoyed. Like, it was just like a complete, like, not what we were used to seeing her. No, like at all.
Not at all. And so,
like,
she,
the way she walked out, she was like stomping. Like,
yeah. And so her defense on Twitter, she said, unfortunately, they can't show the entirety of the reunion. I know that I came off cold-hearted, but I was just feeling frustrated for being blindsided.
Blindsided how?
Right. And I guess she went on to say, we ended on mutual terms, so this came out of nowhere. But even she said, she, like you said, she didn't dispute the fact that she called him up from friggin' Rome and broke up with him.
Why is so much happening in Italy?
Is
we need another camera in Italy.
Is Italy now taking the place of Stagecoach? Like, this Stagecoach. Is where all the Bachelor people are going. Like, it seems sort of out of the...
We need a spinoff of Rome and Stagecoach.
Bachelor
supplement
in
all these.
Bachelor in Rome. Bachelor in Italy. Bachelor in Sicily. Bachelor somewhere in Italy.
Yeah. Bachelor overseas.
Yeah, I mean, clearly that's where we're headed. But it just, Tyler's my guy. He's been my guy. Jersey Shore represent.
Yep.
Even if he wasn't, how can you not feel for a guy who let us all know that he got broken up with over FaceTime while he was being broke up on national television? Yeah.
Like, this nation is not for you. Like, this poor guy. I felt horrible.
Just, that's my guy, and I feel for him. And could that section
he's
have...
he's had a tough run.
Could that section have been heavily edited? Sure. But I don't know. Just, she...
I don't know how much.
She just came off so, I mean, she said cold-hearted, but I mean, just so disinterested in even having a conversation about what happened. Like,
yeah, just annoyed.
And so to me, that doesn't hit me as, oh, she feels bad about what happened, or she feels like she was blindsided. Like, it more just feels like, yeah, this happened. So what? What's the big deal?
Yeah.
Like, what are we even doing, guys?
Yeah. It was definitely a surprising, I mean, not that I did expect them to last at least longer than a month or so, but just the way it happened, like, I definitely expected more out of her.
Yeah, I mean, to me, she's sort of no different than like a Justin who, like, as soon as there weren't cameras around, he's like, who are you, Eliza? Eliza who? And, you know, before we get to Danielle and Michael, that reminds me, for Eliza now to be talking about, oh, I made a mistake. Like, I'm sorry. Is this deja vu all over again?
Yeah.
Like, Didn't we just hear her go through this whole thing about how she made a mistake by picking Rodney?
Yeah.
It just, and good for Rodney for not trying to backtrack at all. He was 100% wish the best for you, but yeah, this, that's about it. As you know, Eliza's there trying, basically trying to get another shot with him. And he's like, nah.
Yeah. And going off it, I'm surprised we didn't get like, oh, where do you and Justin stand? Like, was there any, you know, reconciliation after you left Baltimore? Or there was,
there were a lot of people that just, they didn't talk to at all, or I should say,
yeah,
didn't, well, show us at all.
Yeah, they, I think they did this reunion too early. I think like too early for, like, because they couldn't, I don't know, but they missed, like, we didn't see the twins. Not that like we like really needed to, there was nothing. But like, I was surprised. The one I was surprised about was the whole Teddy, like Teddy wasn't there. That was the biggest,
oh, yeah,
quote unquote shock for me. Because that was, ended up being such a storyline for that, you know, that party, the Sadie Hawkins dance or whatever. So we never even, they never even talked to Andrew or Jasenia, or, I mean, NC was there, like, didn't even touch on that. So I thought we were supposed to have all this ABC time.
You bought all these extra episodes and you couldn't even show us everybody that you brought to the show. It just,
yeah.
And I actually don't even think she was cut out, but if you saw every time there was a group shot, you thought Lace like was being tortured. Like there were, yeah, moments where everyone was clapping and she was just sitting there with her arms crossed.
And, why did I sign up for this season?
Yeah. And there's all this crosstalk, although not as bad as it usually is. And she's not even feigning interest. Like,
she doesn't care. She did not care.
Seriously. I don't know if she's like, I'm just here to collect one last check or what, but it was just, not that much happened with her and that's fine.
Yeah.
But like, why even, yeah, show up?
Mentioned, like, they had that whole like Sally thing and she randomly was there and yeah. Just
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's a lot of like situations that we could have touched and got an update on.
Yeah, it's, but they just, so bizarre, over it. But let's, listen, let's get to Michael and Danielle. First of all, darker hair. Two thumbs up from this guy.
Love
Danielle.
It.
I thought she looked great. obviously glad that they seem to be happy.
I love them together. I know you're you still go back and forth about him after everything that happened, but I love them together, and I think that that's a good couple. Like, that's a solid one.
I will say that the fact that they're still together and she's moving to freaking Ohio, like, you don't move to Ohio for a fling.
Moving to Ohio, getting your own place just to be closer.
Yeah.
Like, not even moving in. Like,
listen, that's she's even been bigger. Yeah, like, she's been working for, like, a plastic surgeon, so she can do that anywhere, even in Ohio. So, like, fine. And if she wanted to go back to being a neonatal nurse again, please, she could get a job in 30 seconds. So, like, getting a job won't be a big deal, but, like, you got to live in Ohio. Mm-hmm. Apologies to those listening in Ohio. But, like, I think even they're, like, shaking their head. Yeah, that's true. So, I will eat a little crow there, that this did seem real, as opposed to at the moment it just seemed like dude wants to be on TV. But really not a fan of how they just poo-pooed how he handled Sierra.
Yeah. You could tell, I mean, she went into it, like, pretty upset. And if you follow any of the stuff on social media still, like, it's, she's, the whole thing is, like, still just a salty situation. Even like when he did the whole I love you thing, like, they cut to Sierra and she was like, okay, that's so cute. Like, she was into it too. So, but yeah, it seems like what's going on in social media is that, like, Michael and Danielle can't stop bringing Sierra's name up in interviews, I guess. Not really saying anything bad because it is part of quote unquote journey, but she's like, I'm over it. I'm trying to get past it. Like, just stop bringing my name into.
Well, and if you're going to talk about her, because, like you said, she's part of their journey, at least have the common decency to use her name. Like, to be referring to her as what's her name. Like, we'll joke about stuff like that just in general, because listen, that's what we're here for. But when you're talking about your actual relationship and this person that he out of nowhere decided to dump and then stay on the beach so he could seemingly at the time, so he could still be on TV, at least use her name.
Yeah.
Like, it just seems super disrespectful. And so, like, I've come around, like I said, to them. I think that's legit and it was super cute. Mm-hmm. But, like, why, like, you don't have to be disrespectful to this woman just because you quote unquote got the guy, you know? Like,
yeah.
And I get where she's coming from, because he was getting just totally filleted. Like, I get it, you're trying to defend your man, but there are better ways to go about it. That's all.
I agree, but still a huge fan.
Hey, listen, I've been Team Danielle since, you know, she was on The Bachelor, and she looks very different now, but still.
Oh, yes.
So I hope it all works out. And like I said, you don't move to Ohio unless you think it's going to work out. So, mazel, I hope everything works out, and hope that means neither of you step foot on The Bachelor in Paradise Beach unless it's to get married. Can we agree with that?
Yes, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
So out of all of the couples we got from this show, which, by the way, I don't think we should forget about Jill, who out of nowhere has Jacob, I guess?
Yep.
So you could add them.
I mean, they were pretty good together. They're very similar.
Oh, my God.
It's such, like, a quirky, like, definitely a funny, fun relationship.
Well, but that's the thing. So, in couples not named Brandon and Serene, and because I think we all agree Brandon and Serene are, like, the best couple in the history of reality television.
Yes.
Of the couples that we have, because there are a few, literally a few, do you think any of them actually, you know, the Ohio relationship, which that's a big step, but I do think you nailed it on the head. I think Jill and Jacob could actually be a thing.
I think it might like crazily work. Like, I think it's just, it's crazy enough to work. So as long as, I don't know, he seems very Logan-ish. Like, definitely has wandering eyes, but it definitely seems to work, and that was a pretty grand gesture. You know, asking her out on stage like that. So might just be crazy enough to work.
And I feel like when they were showing the clips and it went to, you know, he sold his couch for cash, like those are the ways you can sort of, in a funny way, talk about someone, as opposed to just like, he doesn't make enough money to go to Equinox. Ugh, yeah. How can I date him? Like, yeah. I don't know. It's a different feel. Like, it just didn't, when she was crying, saying that, it didn't feel nasty.
Yeah. No, like, that was definitely all in good fun. And she didn't mean anything. Like, it wasn't malicious, for sure.
And I mean, obviously, Victoria and Greg, if they're not the number one couple,
they'll be together forever.
Oh God. I just throw my mouth a little.
That Romeo is still alive though.
Oh,
I was concerned.
Thank you. We're talking about these happy couples. How could I forget? I was legitimately shocked when, like, they're joking around. I'm thinking, ha, 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 they're just, because they've known each other for so long. But then they're like, oh, we're still together. Okay.
Even a kiss on stage. It's so funny they brought up, like, were you kidnapped? Like, blink twice if you're okay.
I don't know anything that could have happened on that stage that would have been more surprising to me than to find out, like, the hostage was getting together with his
kidnapper.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't even wrap my head around that. And they managed to talk about their relationship for those 20 seconds and didn't mention Harvard. So progress, crazy. People, they're together. They're happy. They're not talking about Harvard. It's just, I don't know how I forgot about them. Maybe they're the 1A to Brandon and Serene's 1.
They, you know what they might be? I think he's too afraid to leave.
Oh my God. Well, I mean, that was a big 4 hours.
Yeah.
What?
It definitely it's been a while, like I said, that a finale has lived up to the hype.
Yeah. I'd like to think that we actually got a season with a lot of ridiculousness.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a few couples that when Jesse comes out next season and has to try to convince these people that it's actually something that can work, that he has some new names that he can reference.
Not just Beck and Thomas.
Exactly. Or
and Jared and Ashley.
Even though they weren't a couple on Bachelor in Paradise. So, like, it's funny that they're always used as an example, and it's only because of us, but whatever. Yeah. You know.
Whatever you want to believe.
That's neither here nor there. So, before we close the chapter of this season, is there any other craziness other than my flu that we need to talk about?
Besides your flu, a little bit more exciting. So I know that we've talked about this off of this, but this whole Gabby situation with Vinny from Jersey Shore. So they've been like rumored to being like dating each other and very like flirty Instagram comments on each other's photos. And she was interviewed because Dancing with the Stars ended and she was a finalist, but she did not win. And she was like, that's for me to know and you to find out, but it's all in good fun. And why don't you ask him if he's interested and then just let me know what he says. So very like, she left it open. Like it could possibly be something there, but it's obviously not official. She just broke up with Eric. And I don't know. It's like, it's such a weird couple, but like, it's, I don't know. I don't hate it. I actually kind of like it. Listen, it's just so like bizarre.
It is. And again, my hang up is more, and I don't know if we've talked about it extensively here. I know we have in real life, being from the Jersey Shore, the folks from the Jersey Shore weren't actually from the Jersey Shore. So that's, like Tyler's from the Jersey Shore. Vinny is not. He's from like Staten Island. And most of the Jersey Shore cast was like Long Island, Staten Island. Mm-hmm. Or like, I think one of them might've been from like North Jersey. So like they weren't actually from the Jersey Shore. That's my personal hang up, of which I have many, but I do think it could work. Again, you like Jacob and Jill, you have these two people who like, oh yeah, that might all fit together.
Yeah, it was like so weird and random at first, but then I'm like, no, it actually kind of makes sense and this should really happen.
Oh, so bizarre.
But that's really it. That's the only thing everyone's talking about.
Wonderful. Well, another great season. The Bachelor with Eric, in case you forgot his name, because you probably have. January the 23rd on ABC. Don't have a lot of positive feelings about this season just because he seems kind of dull, but weirder
just
things have happened.
So normal, so
yeah. So we'll see.
And this is like the longest break we've gotten in a while. Yeah,
seriously. And listen, I don't want everybody to say what an incredible job I did, but like if Michael Jordan can have the flu game, then I can have the flu pod. And I held it together.
You get an A+. With great job.
A fever and no voice. And thank God for the mute so that you don't hear all my coughing. But yes, I'm pretty amazing. But Katie, you're the real star of the show. Thank you, as always.
Thank you.
At Bachelor Podcast on social so you can tell me how incredible I did. And we'll see you in January where hopefully I'll be better by then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.